CNN News Selection Number 4, Sweet Business Model.
A Dutch company is determined to fight slavery. Their weapon of choice? Chocolate.
We're a funny company. The reason that we are a company is not that we want to sell chocolate and not that we want to make money, but we want to make the world a nicer place. It's unbelievable that there's still over 2 million people working illegally in cocoa today just for a present for you or for somebody else to enjoy chocolate.
It all starts at the bottom of the supply chain with the cocoa beans themselves. Tony's Chocolonely only uses beans brought directly from their farm cooperatives in West Africa to grind the beans into liquid chocolate. The industry giant Barry Kayabout has become a strategic partner.
We have a specific process that is able to treat the beans and to roast them individually in batches, and then afterwards to keep it segregated through our process into a separated tank for Tony's. We want to go to a fully sustainable business in 2025.
The liquid is then molded by Belgium chocolate masters who stamp an ethical message into each bar. The unequal shape reflects inequality in the world. This detail is in keeping with the brand's marketing to always remind the chocolate consumer why Tony's Chocolonely began. In 2003, Dutch journalists exposed the trafficking of boys from Burkina Faso to the Ivory Coast. Former slaves spoke of life on the cocoa plantations. 3 years later, determined to prove chocolate could be made slave-free, they founded Tony's Chocolonely. Now run by an executive team, the original founders have left the company. But cocoa labor abuses remain in the headlines. According to a 2015 study by Tulane University and the US Department of Labor, more than 2 million child laborers in cocoa production were exposed to hazardous conditions. The report cited endemic poverty as a major reason trafficking and unethical practices continue to flourish. Tony's believes their business model can have impact.
This year we expect to hit around $50 million. We only work with 7,000 farmers, so we're a tiny company. But if we can do it, then the big guys can do it as well. Then we solve the problem of slavery in the value chain of cocoa. I'm going to push as hard as we can to actually force other companies to work in the same way as we, because there's no one in the world that wants to enjoy chocolate that comes from a source that is enslaved.
Richard Quest, CNN.